We're just having Mari. The sugya of Namonos is very, very negay, very practical. Most of us have kuevim, we have a question on how to look upon them, how to deal with them, can we visit them, can we be stomach upon them, can we eat by them, question shalom bayis. And it comes up constantly all the time. So we have to try to get the kolam, the gdarm, step by step. First, Agoy. Agoy is very simple, he's not trustworthy. That means you already mentioned that you might trust him with your money, but due to the fact that he does not share our beliefs or our values, therefore, when he gives him things to go do for us, a gam, you might trust him with his money, that he understands the value. Masha'eki negeta kashrus, he thinks just a dietetic laws, and then wants to know what he do on diets, you cheat. That's metzias. Therefore, you know, you're not supposed to have any salt, and the person making the food gives you some taste to help you out to taste better. Yeah. Right? Fine. As my father knows, he's not supposed to have any salt, and just a little bit tastes better, it's okay. Always, diets are made to cheat. So the way I'm going to look upon it, no, he's not supposed to have any chalavi, but it tastes a little bit better, no one knows about it, not supposed to have any ingredient, but then just any dietetic. Therefore, even though again we can trust him for money, that they understand, but we're not going to trust him for cashews. That's group number one, going to them for anything, that tell you something, we do not trust them. You have a sugya of Yersas, you have a sugya of Yetiv Nichnas, you have Kolam, but they're not Nemon, Aleph. A second group is Yidin, who are Nemon, who are kosher. That means before you start the sugya of yourself kosher, you have to first start off yourself, that's Nemon. That people do trust over here. Now, can you go eat in this house? We know, the Torah says, Apishne Edim Oshlosh Edim Yakum Dover. Can you trust one person to go eat in the house? So Elon Gittin, Dav Gimel Beis, come over there, says, Eid Echad Nem Bisurim. Where's the source for that? So Rashi says, "And that peches and yivamis, it's a svara." So if not, how could you ever eat in a person's house? Rashi says, "My father gave a chabur to the Rashi one time, and he started off with the Rashi over there." The Rashi says, "If so, how could you ever eat in a person's house? How could you eat by your friend?" So Rashi says, "Svara, krom lo mali svara." Rashi in Gitla Gimel Beis, and my father is has a different marmokum. It says a pasuk in Torah with the vachta. Pasuk Devarim, or beginning by Yikutzin for Shachat, Shchita. So you have a pasuk there that says by Shchita and we stemming upon the Yid, and Echon Nem Yisur. So what do you have two makaris for? It says the Pim Godim, one the case is stamped and no is Chazik Yisur. Mashing a case of an animal with Cheskis Shein Zvuach. We need a pasuk when to make it to Kashrus, they do not need to aid him that Shchita happened over here. So again, we have two makaris for Rashi, one up Yisur, which is not his Chazik. In other words, is this chazik a pasuk for the vachta of shachat? A third mamak my father's quoting is Gemara Gittin that base of base tastes over there. He quotes a Gemara Ksubas of Ayin base that the isha how do we know she counts zayin nikiyim which is a zava gedayla. So the pasuk says a sufrala she counts 7 days. So tastes the mamak in echad nem yisurim pasuk the Torah with sufrala the Gemara says laatzma by itself which is not any edim and therefore that's the makor that she's nemon. Now Rashi does not bring down that pasuk. They either want to tie the words that Ramban says because the Efsher cannot down Efsher Misha Efsher. Or the way the people don't want to say who says for the tefillah when it goes from a chesk from being tommy to Torah do not need Edom. They want to argue with Rashi. So again, by the end of the day, we have a Gemara clear that one Yisrael Nemun is kosher either mitzad svara or mitzad the pasuk of the shchito or mitzad the idea of the sarfala. Therefore, coming with the Levoshi starts off the siman. First, you saw kosher is neman. He called Taisus a sufferer. He says Hani mili by stam bnei adam, a regular person. However, you saw choshed. Whether it's a choshed min atayor or choshed min rabbanon, like the mamok in the sugi over here is a sugi in demai, which only didn't rabbanon. The lachid will have its klal. I mean, the second group of people is very clear. You saw kosher. He is neman. A stam bnei adam min atayor is neman. Eda echonem bisurim ki do all over the place. Now we lead to the third sugya, which our sif is starting off with. You saw that's the case as the choshed. We'll get the Rama, but that's going to be min rabbanon. True, but min atayor. What? It's true. It's emes. It's emes. Either a sefala or they yes. Why Rashi was for gramul lovely sefahu? They go back and forth. Rashi places why each one took their own sheet to the omhalach. Rashi again did not like the Safra. The Ramban says why? Because the Safra is not a raya. Cannot done Efsher and Mishefsher. That's the Ramban's kasha on Taisus. Well, the Pirbanim says it's no raya because the Tefillah anyway made me need Edom. Again, they want to argue on Taisus. But again, that's a group that Stam Yisrael is kosher erech on the Misur. Now, the third group is now give me. We didn't get to that's the third group. Now, what's Yisrael kosher? That's the next level. Now, in kosher, there can be two different types of people out there. The person who's be'etzem, he's a nemon, except he's an am oretz. He is clueless. That's Allah. We had Simon Kuf Yud Ches Sifches. Over there, there are people, their house is posher treif. Why? Can they see it has a star, David? It's kosher. They check in the bag, the ingredients are fine. It's kosher. The world changed, society changed, they put things inside that's less than 2%. A lot of ingredients that have a baya, whether it's inside Bishl Akum, inside the treifus over here. And they just, there are a lot of people, Masorati, Dati, that just do not know. And even the Rabbanut, they're stumbling upon, the Rabbanut themselves call themselves Chetzi Treif, and they do not know why people are stumbling upon them. Again, the head of Rabbanut in the Shkuna said that. They told me, I go around and we saw numerous issues. That's what they said. Can I have it recorded? He said, Barabim, he's clear that way. The Shuk in town, that was what was his Shlita. And again, and also they point out, every Rabbanut has to be similar to the other Rabbanut. That means you're only as strong as the weakest chain. So the best you are is Chetzi Treif. Or others don't even care about that. Again, the best you are is Chetzi Treif. That's the best. Again, every Rabbanut has to be stomach all the Rabbanut. That's one of the things in the country. You have to stomach upon everybody. Again, those are facts. So again, there are people over here that, again, they do not know Hilchos Shabbos. I know at a person's house, he put the oven on before Shabbos. They put the food in Shabbos. The oven on before Shabbos. And there was a place, the guy has a plaque over there, he put cold things on to cook on Shabbos. People are clueless. Now, are they Nemon? Yes, they are Nemon. The Shem Torah Mitzvahs, they go to Shul, fine, Seder. Now the lights might go off and on in their house. No, they might have certain things. They're just a little bit clueless about numerous things because they semach upon the kashrus of Allah. Right? Everyone knows the kashrus of Allah, and Alman Tutman, so their society, Alman does this also. They all have these clueless over here, they all look at the star David over here, and therefore they eat it. Those people are Nemon. They come, you go to the house, and they tell you, this is Bedatz. But you have to ask them which bedatz, because then bedatz is everything. Beit Yosef, bedatz means anything. You have to say, I mean, Erech Redis is yes, it is. They are Nemon.
Bedatz is everything. You have to ask
Erech Redis. It is right? You have to be very clear. That means they are Nemon. Yes, people who are Mosorati, people who are Dati, they keep the locks in their understanding, their Avono. The house is straight. They can't have a Bayah, but they are Nemon. They're 100% Nemon.
They tell you,
I bought this, and I bought a chapami plate, I know you're coming. I've craved who are mamish or Masorati. They tell me, I bought chapami thing to cook inside, I bought sashkocha, I put it inside, no problem. No problem. They're Nemon. They are posh Nemon, they're not shakur, they're Nemon. They don't do it various. They do it, they're oymen mutters, and they're shagig, they have no idea. They're clueless. There are a lot of people out there who are just clueless. And they think what the charedim are doing are and chassidus and precious. A lot of people, let's put it this way, in our society, we think keeping Lashon Hara is a chumrah, right? Even, that's an our level over here. No? I went over to a person who was also, I said, why don't you come here? It's like, I'm asking, just no. There are certain things that they're either not holding it yet. No, there are people that way. They just either, they agree.
For a second, that's different. Not holding means they're masking is wrong, but there's not
no, holding. And we know we do things also wrong. And we just, there are different levels over here.
It's not a premeditated.
Shame return, which maybe get a telephone. That's true. But there are people who are thinking doing nothing wrong at all. Nothing wrong at all, and they are Nemon. That's the third group over here. Therefore, no, I'm not knocking people who are the Masoreti, Dati, they are 100% Nemon. Except they have to learn the Lachas. If you don't learn the Shabbos, which we start with the Chelikimel, you have Vadim and Chal Shabbos. If you want to go to people's houses, you'll see clearly that way. Some people are selling this burr in Bat Chredi's house, and some people are selling this boshel, and mamash cooking raw things in Shabbos. Next level, a fourth group over here, is now Yisrael Choshen. Again, where's the chilub between Yisrael Choshen and Amoritz? That's Simon Kuf Yud Ches Sivches. That's clear the chilub. Now we come along to our sefer, Yisrael that's Choshen. Yisrael Choshen meaning a person who does things that are mamash Yisroel, they knows that are osir. Again, I think people in this country, everyone knows light switch and Shabbos is also. Everyone knows that. If you see in the house, the light goes off and on, then they might not do a barab and flaunt it, so they might not be nichol in the getter of Michal Shabbos before Hesio. Chal Shabbos. They know. Everyone knows that way. No. Again, people who are people put on, let's say, they put on the television. They watch the game. They know that's usher. Except they don't have a time for it. They know it's also from the iPad, watching it, whatever it is. They know that's still chashur. For them, what's halacha? I said the
thing.
It's not for hesya. One case maybe drapon will be machlekes. Case not for hesya. They know that's still chashur. They know and they it's wrong. That's nichol get of yisrael chashur. Yisrael chashur. The halacha is he is not nemon. He's a goy. He's not mishu goy. He's not nemon. There, for example, you're in his house. You're sitting there. And brings you food, and he says, you know, I went to the store, I bought from the store, but only Badat's Adia Charedis. I bought it from them, and it's no wrap anymore, it's on a plate, it's Chad Pami. And he gave you Chad Pami dish, silverware over here. What's halacha to eat by them? Says Lavosh, he writes over here, Imi tells you it's kosher, and the Chavim speak it up, it's Cliff from Makarius. He tells you it's kosher, he is not Nemon. Not Nemon. He's like a goy. You don't do anything with it. Please give me your down. You saw Choshu the locha is he's not Nemun, even by the Evid, even by him, if he tells you straight out, Maisi, he's a getter of a go over here. Now, that's the case. We know he's a choshed. You do not know who he is. You sit down to eat by him. That even l'chat chilo, you can go eat there. That means, for example, you go to shul, you go to these places in Meishom, especially all the Bochum, they get invited to people's houses, they have no idea who these people are. Maloch is, l'chat chilo, you can eat by them. You don't recognize them. Now, there is an interesting question that let's say it's the person who is a choshed, but the isha, his wife is the Yerushalayim. A person is choshed, and his wife is the Yerushalayim. So the story is
the husband is choshed and she's in Yerushalayim.
No, she's shomer Torah mitzvahs and he isn't. There are marriages like that. Right, so what's halacha? So the Kaf HaChaim, who's a Avad Yosef over here, he tines that if she's the one mashkiach on the kitchen, it's her house. Echnami, the one over here that decides is Isha. And if she says this is Badatz, and she's the one bringing the food, she's the one in charge, Echnami. We go after the one in charge of the kitchen. Lads after the one in charge of the house. No, again, the one in charge of the food over here. She's the one that comes out, she's the one that says it, we go after the person there. We'll get to all the cases. Now that means it comes out. You have Kreif over here that are not Nemon. Yeah, you go to them, you visit them in the Shtachim or even in the city, wherever they live. Thing is, they tell you the thing is kosher, you can't. They come out with their rice cakes with the box over here, they open it up and they give it to you. Can you eat something that's Vadei Mutter? Vadei Mutter. Rice cakes. Fine. That's the next thing. He's so choshed, who's giving you Nazi Samcha upon him. You see, it's a bottle of Coke, and it says Landau, or it's a bottle of Pepsi, sealed, and you open the rice cakes in front of you. Can you eat of a heter? So there's a Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there says that a zov cannot eat with a zova. Shem yaglavero. Of yaglavero, you might come used to it. Therefore, that's the makor for the Indian that a nida cannot eat with on the same table, whether it's at one plate or one table. Machlokes among the Rishonim. Mitzad this Mishnah because every nida is a zov gedayla. You cannot eat with her. And the Mishnah saying even a zov cannot eat with a zova. Koshkin, you're a regular person. Comes along the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and says, therefore, someone who's a Zav, who's a Parish, a Chavar, a Tamil Chachum, he can right now eat Tomei. When he's a Chavar, when he's Tar, he cannot eat, he does not eat Tomei, only he's Tar. Can right now, can he eat with an Am Oretz, who's eating Tomei also? Well, Chush Am Oretz will always eat Tomei, we don't know. Can a Zav that is Tomei right now, and he can eat Tomei, can he eat with, a Zav, but he's a Parish, can he eat with an Am Oretz? So the Gemara says, and Am Oretz cannot eat with the Zav that's a parish, that's Tomei, because he might eat with him later on when the Zav comes to Arv. I mean, right now, they both can eat Tomei, and they will eat Tomei. The law is, he cannot do it later on, why? Because right now, you get used to eating with him, come friendly with him, And therefore, you eat with him later when he's being a machmi, he's a chaper, he's a parish, and he'll serve it him, Tommy. Therefore, says the Riaz, in the Shilta Gibarim, a Rishon says, if so, the loch is Yisrael Chashid, that gives you a heter. It's the same Mephorosh Gemara that says you cannot with him a heter because he might give you a sir. The black and white Gemara says. The Gemara says again, Nama Oretz, but you're eating the same thing as him, you're allowed to eat what he's eating right now. But later on, you'll become a part, when you eat, you can only eat tar. The loch is right now, you cannot eat with him tomo.
It's not the Dr. Marshall.
It is. It's a Riaz. It's a Riaz, Rishon says it, and he says it says before Shigemara. The Dakar Moshe quoted from the Goy Oshri, quoting a Riaz Rua. Now, the Riaz, and the Magia says Riaz Rua is a mistake, it's Rishon, Al Zain, and the guy opened up the Riaz Rua. It's Riaz, that's it. It wasn't Riaz Rua, no one finds anywhere, I don't know who that is. At Besson, the Dakar Moshe is quoting this Riaz. Okay, so he's quoting this Riaz. That means it's better than four Shigim over here. And therefore, the Taz brings it down this way. No, he's Nemon. There he's Nemon. But your house knows. Yishla Chalik. Eating with him. No, you're going to his house. You have to go the other way, not the same. They discuss it, but I'm not eating by them. Right. So they get involved. Eating in a restaurant, what is that exactly? But Pasha's leaving the house first. Let's make it simple. That means they go to Shtachim, you crave more, not Nemon. Says the Taz, Aloch, Lamaisa, being in the Dark, Moshe, you cannot eat by them. Now, Lamaisa, come with Pichodosh. And he says, Be'etzem, this Taz, Dark, Moshe, is the Chum of Alma, and Midas Chasidus. He says, you should be Machmer.
What's
the Pichodosh. Who are down by the Lachim Aponim, the Machzah Shekel, the Chum of Alma. And they want him to die that way in the Shach. The Shach comes along and says, the words of the Mechaba, the Rambam, Imnis Arach Etzloi, what's a locha? Not to eat something that's dover osir. Says the Shach, why is it locha from B'di'evan? Come tell you, because even B'di'evan cannot eat by them. So otherwise, why is it Imnis Arach? Because even Hetchik cannot eat by them. The one point now, the Shach is Meduyik, there's no Be'etzem in the Isser, Imnis Arach. It says to Medaik, the words, come tell you, the locha, the Mechaba, the Rambam, that only Isser is still osir B'di'evan. Yeshua said the word in the Sarah can go tell you they can even heter. If you eat by them, why say Loshim Dievet? You know why? Because you never eat by them, not Esther or heter. So one would die from the Shach, he held not this way. No. Even like Adchila can be there. Even you could eat by them.
According to the Shach.
According to the Shach. The Maiso. On the Mechaber. The Mechaber said Imnis Arach. Why say Loshin Imnis Arach in the Mechaber? That must be Loshin.
I think it's. No,
the Loshin Mechaber. It says. What's Loshin Mechaber? Chabas words. Zach imoy, don't eat osir. So the shach is why is this arach imoy? So they come and tell you that even b'di eved, he speaks that on the Ramah, but he says back in the shach sukkon dalad.
Right.
He's saying Ramah in the mechaber, right? Why the Ramah says that loshon also? Again, he's. He's saying because he's saying the mechabes of his arach. Why the mechabes say that loshen for? Come tell you that even with the evidence osir. So come along. The Achronim point out the reason why it's arach imoy because you can eat with him. It's not heter. And then if you eat, then it's arach imoy. Then isser. Then you cannot eat with him isser. But the word is arach imoy. You cannot eat with him anything.
Why is
this isser? No, he said loich mishloim choshaleim. He took that lotion on the Isser. I mean, the Eved. That's first. The Maiso. Come on, the. We have this Taz. Shal is it Mischasidus or is Medinoi? Come on, the Knesset Doyle by Slach Yudo, the Bechor Shor, everyone quote. Bechor Shor says, the Prechor says Mischasidus. Should be if you got a Gemara. The Gemara is against you. It's a Riaz, and you have a Gemara, and Bechor Shor Rambam against it. And therefore, the place came after the Bechor Shor, which usually Paskins, the Achashulchon, the Zechet Zedek, or Achnemon, the Daikin Shuvah said, we go like the Bechor Shor. It's Osir. We've passed him in Dina. Of course, I don't know. But the Chalosh from Yom said Abadu al-Gemachm for that.
Why does it have the same Dina?
And therefore, Avos and Tshuva and Oshrebach and Tshuva and Yabi Oimer, they're all passed in this halacha that you cannot eat by them, not Is and not Heter. Now, we'll get to. Now, we can, not worse, it's like a good. You can, yeah. The points out. Yes. You can't eat by heter.
It is worse than their God.
Yeah.
Is it worse?
The Chalm Yom points out you do not see this chumrah by the case of God. Anyway, try not to socialize with them. We try not to eat with them. We have other achokis and stay away from them.
Why is this different than in the Kara of the Mishnah? The Mishnah
The question is, maybe heker works, right?
So hacker
sure. So, I heard one well won't try to say hacker works. The Maisa, nobody says. I think Yesh Lechal between Zav and Mazava in the case of the Gemara's case of Zav Parish with the case of a Tommy. That's me eating with them. And no, I think there's a Chilik in the Gemara's case. They're better than the two kosher people. And the Zav and Mazava. That's the mission we're saying hacker. I don't see any Mayim Malkum a case of hacker when eating with somebody who eats in bed from Tommy with Amoritz. We didn't know. Again, nobody says the halacha of hacker. You should say very simple. Put a hacker. No one says it, right? That's clear. Not the makil, not the machmir. No one says that you said a hacker. Yesh l'chalik. The mission is causing the zavah mazavah. Whereas the case, the grace is building upon that. Hergal aver, even in the case where zav parish imam aretz. And there we don't see any marmok when the hacker works.
Why? Because one person doesn't care?
Yes. So should fill it all the that same sigur there, but the two das, one das, and they want tiny, you need two das. No, we say the lapas can say by a hacker. We need both. But ish, yeah, you have a chaluk over here, but no one says hacker works over here. No one says it. Everyone says to Yimach, the question what level to Yimach, either Mishasidis or Midinoi. And the place would say Midinoi. Everyone says to me, Mach, my question, what level over here?
Just to summarize, in other words, if you go to
that means to summarize.
And if he gives you a closed package of rice cakes,
the Taz, bringing out the Dr. Moshe, the Riaz, the Gemara says two things over here. We're not supposed to eat it. Now, however. Now the question is, what do you do with Mokum B'dievet?
That means
they tell me, you know what, come to my house and I'll serve you clothes packages. So you tell them, I can't, I don't like traveling, I'm not up to it, you come to me, you come to Shalim, I don't travel out. You say, I don't eat other people's houses. You say all these things. That's not to go, even though they tell you, I'll give you clothes packages. Now, on the side, someone reason you end up being in their house. What about B'dievet? And they serve you something. That they point out, the losh of the Mechaber is. Is what? If you nisarech etzloi, the loch is not to eat dov shuchosh dalem dov osir. That means the losh the mechaber is being mekel b'dievet. On that, la'am poiskim ataino, not to argue on that. Otherwise, someone mechaber poiskim Ramosh woken up, Ramosh over here, Dr. Moshe, being down the Riaz, the Riaz Ruah. Yeshua said, I'm arguing the mechaber. He does not say that. That means even the Ramosh and the poiskim taino and the mamokim could be b'dievet. Whether you want to say it's a machlokes, whether you want to say the ma'amokim is only a chatchilo, but they want taina b'di'evod, mekel. Because that's the words of the mechaber. We have mechaber black and white. The Polish may not seem to argue with the mechaber. Now, once you have the yisari come along with shtrebach and tshuva, let's say you have an issue of daka shalom and shalom bayis, or you have an idea of chayis b'tshuva or kiruv. So echnami, if you have to go. Not you go every other week, but you have to go. Not something you want to go there for Shabbos, but you want to go. No, and you have to. Your parents send you, and they're having a birthday party because you turn 90 years old, and once every 50 years, you have to go there. So then they give you closed packages. Nothing is opened. If they're again, it's so kosher. They're not nemon. Not kosher. People are kosher right now.
People
are kosher. People who are or chilayim. People who are. Are Michal Shabbos putting on the lights? Let's say, okay.
Amazing.
Chilayim right now. You're so choshen.
Chilayim.
No, that I said to begin. I'm Oris. That's Mesoratim. They just said, Mesoratim and Dati, they are Nemon. No, I didn't. I separated them. A separate group. I was very clear. A separate group. Well, we have to get some time. Yes, I have to.
Something that sometimes
no, it depends on what level of sarati. Some of sarati, that sarati, they think it's a chumro. No, it's still not one. Sarati, because they don't really care.
They
don't
know, but also the air conditioner's off.
No, they know again. Get a voice, maybe this. Depends on where they came from. They came from Urban Mutter. They're coming from, but it's convenient, I keep it, not convenient, I don't keep it. And the tail one, there's something else. There are different people out there.
That
depends what level. Yeah, no, what level they are. Now, again, on this Yisrael Chosha, they cannot eat by them. In the case with Shalom Bayis, or you have to go, or Kirov, then our Shtemach says it's Nichol in the concept of B'dievet. That is B'dievet. That's where the Machab already is. No. That means what comes out. That means it comes out by craving more Achilayim. The Loch is, if it's something to eat by them, and to be Semich upon them, it is Osir. They're not Nemon. To eat Masoretis not Chilani. A lot of them are. There are different the level of Masoretis. There are certain Masoretis who at them, it's for it's convenient, they'll keep it. Not convenient, they won't keep it. That means the extra sugar goes, they'll just fix it themselves. If they're that Echlami loved Afka Masoretis, that might be Nichol Gedem Chilani. In the case of Masoretis, that everything they're doing in Shabbos, they think they'll find a term for the Oymen Mutters. Oymen Mutters, that's fine, I have no problem with that. They are Nemon. They have problems. Now, the. What?
Traditional.
There are different levels of traditional. Again, people who are clueless are Nemon. People who know better are not Nemon. That's the level. Clueless versus Nemon. Clueless. Well, clueless on that one.
But they have to be trying.
No, clueless meaning, no, they're keeping Shabbos. They're not functioning, but not zero. They're keeping Shabbos, except the level.
It can't be that they drive to Shul and Shabbos.
No, they know it's also, everyone knows electricity is also in this country. In this country, I said. I didn't say Shema Yisrael, I didn't say Tefillin. I didn't say that. I said one thing. Yes, everyone in this country knows that television, watching a television, this country knows it. Everyone knows it. We don't do that. Everyone knows Shabbos, the whole politics, the whole. Everyone knows. I didn't say that. I said, and everyone knows about Shabbos in this country. Everyone knows putting on the light is we don't do that. This country. In this country, everyone knows that. Everyone do the Knesset, do the politics. Everyone knows you don't put on the light, don't put on the television, don't put on the iPhone. No, they know that. That means that's the law. That's they know. No. Again, they're not because they're clueless. In this country, America, economy is a different story. Economy, a person said over, and the first Yom Kippur I kept, I only drank, I didn't eat, because now I'll eat. Yeah, there's some people that are clueless. It was very easy. Person said over, the first Yom Kippur I kept when I became religious, I didn't know I couldn't eat, so I drank the whole Yom Kippur. It's very simple. Yeah, the RP walk through it. I'm asking.
But today she's married with a
yeah.
Guy.
Oh, fine. Yeah, there are people who are clueless. But again, in this country, everyone knows not to eat and drink. If you eat and drink, Yom Kippur, you're fine. Fine, they're going to come down. They get to this level over here. If it's, he's not Nemon, number one. If it's Heter, then Mokum B'di Eved, then you'll have a Heter if he gives you close things. The problem is, sometimes even that you're stuck. You have no answers. That means, for example, the way how the question was presented to Amalisha about 100 years ago, maybe less, they asked him that the parents are from in Russia. They got older. The kids went off the derech. The parents want to stay by the kids' house. The question is, the kids are not religious. They're choshed. They can make the food. They charge the kelim. They buy everything over here. Can you be simple upon the children? Seven upon the children. And they're choshed. How can you eat in the kids' house? So, come along, there's another sugya in Ksubas and Afpehei. The Gemara brings down a Maisa, there was an Isha who wanted to make a shua in the Besdin of Rava. Came along with the daughter of Chizda, Bas of Chizda, and says, you just know, I know this Isha, she's a choshed. She's not Nemon, and therefore came along with Rava and believed her and switched the shua around to the other person. Another story happened that there was sitting in front of a papa, and they brought a shtar. The papa says, I know the shtar was paid up. So Rav asks our papa, do you have another aid with you? No. So Rav says, you're not Nemon, you need two aidim. Tari says, Shnei aidim, Shlosh aidim. So Rav Adra, the daughter of Chizda that you can believe, a puppy, not can believe.
His wife.
Daughter of Chizda. So, Basra Chizda.
Basra Chizda. It's okay. Rav's wife.
So, the Gemara over there says, the daughter of Chizda you believe, and a puppy, not can believe. Think about it, a puppy, well, not can believe. And the daughter of Chizda, I can believe. So, she said, Basra Chizda, Kim Liv Magavoy. Mashaka Papa, like Kim Liv Magavoy. Her I know personally. And Papa I did not know personally.
He knew personally. He just didn't.
He
wasn't Kim
Liv Magavoy. Kim Liv Magavoy explains the Moshe and Shuvah. He has a couple of Shuvahs about it. He says the idea of Nemonis, Torah gives you Klalim. Moshe and Aaron, they're not Nemon. The Moshe and Aaron. Moshe Abenu, Aaron Akoyim, they're not Nemon. So Mitzan Nemonis, the Torah says Shnei Edim, or Shlosh Edim Yochum Dover, but Papa's not Nemon. There's other concept out there. Yediyah Atzmit. I know personally. I know these facts. I know. If I see something, I know. I know personally. But Papa, Rava knew that he was a tzaddik and a chosid and a mishaker. Everyone knows he's a tzaddik. But I know him personally. Everyone knows, you know, any good quote to think of, you know, from Chaim Kanievsky, he's not. I know. Do I know him personally? How many times have you met him, spoken to him, anything? Any gadol you can think of, do you know him? No. You know, because he's a tzaddik and a Torah says he's not number two Adam. Mashaking the Basar Chizda. I know, been around, I heard, you think his wife, tested all the years. I know personally, I know personally, that has a sugya of Nemun Kebetre. Losho the Paiskim, we show him Nemun Kebetre. Kim Le Begavoy is Nemun Kebetre. Therefore, Moshe says, on the case where the parents know the children, it's very clear. Number one has to be b'shas adchak. And what's b'shas adchak? He writes if he's a kainim or chalushim, very weak and no place to go. And you kimle begavoy, can know the terror is not to lie to kids. And you test them numerous times over the years, they never lie to you. Try to find a kid like that. Fine. In that case, b'shas adchak, you stay in the kid's house. And you can send upon and believe them. That means you know a person personally, makom b'shas adchak. Never could betray the mice, not a problem. He said it goes on further. Let's say others, not your kids, or not b'shas adchak, or healthy people, no mokum tzarech. Avad, not to believe them. But there's a heter out there that even when you saw choshud, there's a heter without an isur mamish of never could betray. Come on, the paishkim is manenu. And they have an interesting case, a brand new case, not like a malicious case where the parents are from and the kids went off. The parents are fry. And the kid's now about tshuva. Right? How generations change. All the old tshuvas were one way, and all the new tshuvas are fakert. And halavai should be the same people. Should be, you look up in generation. Now the kids are from, and the parents are fry. And you have to go invite to your parents' house, shalom bayis, you have to eat by them, so you eat closed packages, fine. You come there, things are open, you have to trust them. What to go do? And they said, I bought you special kelim, and they locked them up, and they bought you only the chreidus, and I cooked only your pots. Are they nemon? It's a massive shiloh. What do you go do? It's the get to Shalom Bayis and Makarim them and how do you relate to them? It's your parents. You spend your whole life by them. So come along, Shev Kossi, the Choshukei Chemed, and the Bi'oimer, and if you want the article, it brings down the same Yisrael of Moshe. In the case where you stalk, if you know, you test them. Again, you have to. It's not that simple. You have to know Kim Le Begavoy, that they never cheated taxes, they never lied, that's not empty, it's not going to be Mario Heto over here, not going to put some spices just to taste better. You have to know them. If you never can betray, you trust them for anything and everything. Then in that case, you have what to be shemich upon. This is a heter called never can betray. Even by self
caution.
I do that in. Again, there has to be someone never can betray. Now, Allah. Your parents. They have to be there. They come back. You have to be there. If bring the grandkids there. You have to be there. Now, do we pass like this for Moshe? There's a Chovetz Chaim Hilchus or Chilas Klavov, also Hilchus Lashama Keinze. Over there, he discusses Nemka Beitrei. Can you believe certain things? So it brings down that this idea Nemka Beitrei. There's a riff. There's a rush. They come along and say Bismanazeh. It's not shaykh that Metzias the Kimle Begavoy. The question is not shaykh Bismanazeh. People, there's no one out there can say that you trust 100%.
I trust you 100%.
Oh, you obviously don't know me then. No. Do you know me 100%? Rishon when he says it's not that simple to have Matzias. Chavetz Chaim writes to have Matzias away. And therefore, Loch Lamaisa is brought down in Evne Ezer, be Mach Mesimiko design. But Choshe Mishpo and Simitan Zvav is brought down in Loch and says, we're not Samech upon him, but Dinei Momnes. not samech. Divul the Chavetz Chaim said bezman hazeh. In Choshbish, but the Shulchan Aruch brings down not be some kimlein begavoy, and there is no namaz at all. Now the question is, the Moshe will do the Shulchan Aruch. So Moshe is the question. Chavetz Chaim wants a taina by Evan Ezra's brought down lechumra, but not lekula. Choshbish, but lekula, why not semach upon it? Moshe said no. By Choshbish, but did the momdus? Momdus shani, but he assumed yes. Hashes machloyis Chavetz Chaim versus Moshe can be semach on the head and never can be treb as manazeh. Rav Ruben the Archa Shabbos, he wants to give a shir about this maestro about a kid being semach upon the parents. He brought down Moshe. So, and he wanted to make him. So I went over to Moshe the Chavetz Chaim. Make him. Or he wanted to mach Moshe Bayis, let's put it that way. So I brought over to him the Chavetz Chaim and I told him, Shalom Chal Zayin. I asked him, does he disagree? Hashes is machloyis over here. Next year he gave the same shir and the same heter. So I asked him, I showed the Chavetz Chaim, said, no pass from the Chavetz Chaim. Fine, you have a right to say that. The Maisa Moshe seems to disagree over here. The Maisa, I looked in the deer shoe.
Well, it's the place of God from, no?
But Moshe has the right to disagree. I looked in the Dershu. The Dershu somehow put the Mishnah Berurah not exactly a steer to the Moshe. The Dershu on the Chavetz Chaim, which I'm not sure why that's so. Pashas Machlok over here. And the Maisa Shtumach in Shuvah, Mechelik Beis, he wants Mefachvik upon the Moshe. He says, I have a Chavetz Chaim. The Maisa Shtumach in Shuvah says, and he wants to argue with the Moshe. He gets it, he never wants to answer. He points out the Chavetz Chaim is arguing on the Moshe. But Moshe says you have to need the club of Kim Le Begavoy. You have to be 100%, you know the person, but Shastchak when you stop. The Metzias is not that simple to have, and the Loch is not simple that we pass like. So be similar upon that to go to your Kroyvim, that's not your parents or your kids, that's not the correct thing to go do. They want a similar case they bring down, also in the Gevitz Manazah, is let's say the husband was a Chayz B'Tshuva, and the wife was not Chayz B'Tshuva yet. Otherwise, she should be that way. Hilchus Nido, massive shail over here. She nemon, the Safalov, she's a Isha that's Chashuda. So Rav Shtumach gets involved with Mamas the same with Moshe. And Numas Tshuva is getting involved with Yisrael, Nemon Kabei Trey. If your wife Nemon Kabei Trey, you have to get involved. First of all, most wives, I assume, are not Nemon Kabei Trey. Not me saying that, the place where you say that, and the Chavetz Chaim says that, it's not very hard to find the Matzias. But even if she is, you have to know, again, because the Chavetz Chaim, what are you going to do over here? And there's, see, it's more of an issue. It's one thing, you know, parents eat not, give you kosher food, only closed packages. Your wife, for years, and now you're about tshuva, it's not that simple over there. What to go do? And a lot of places can discuss it, built upon this. When you learn Hilchos Nido, we'll see it's not that simple also.
Isn't the shadow of the guy that divorced? Not going to divorce his wife. Either he's going to be, like, totally...
What do you do? What do you do? What's your options? What's your option? That's a good question.
Hold that she
Sif Al, she is not Nemon. She did not say, I want to make. She did not Nemon. So every time the Baldur that's called, I want to make one. Who says she did Bidikas? Somebody checks she did Bidikas. Like, well, what? Someone did 1 and 7. What are you going to go do? Tell Isha who's not from yet, husband came from, get him a deck and check of 1 and 7 and some call for the mikvah. Kenzain. But it's...
She's not from for a reason.
Yeah. Maybe it'll make it be from, it's not G'day. I like that. Now, again, so this idea that God is at Berkowitz, a certain case that, you know, the kasha of a person's home, and the person home says only kosher, they saw a couple times they're eating out in non-kosher restaurants. So they asked him, it's a nechum shashchak, and Moshe said, first of all, the fact that kasha the home, you cannot eat at home anymore. I love community kasha them, and they keep kosher at home. That's ridiculous, keeping kosher at home. That means you cannot be summing upon them. And it's only Moshe's answer, shashchak, it's not shashchak. People keep kosher at home, and you kasha it for them. If you see them eating out, then not that one. They saw kosher. Fine. So until now, we went through a saw kosher. We came out, we really came out, three things to get the saw kosher, the chiloni. Number one, they had... No, that's something else. That's even more true.
He thinks that he's in the kosher.
No, again, no more coming out, he's saw kosher, not Amoris. He saw kosher. Came out, he's not Nemon. Number two, even to eat a heter by them is not the correct thing to go do, that's for sure. Only with the Evid, Mahmoud Tzarech. And number three, the idea of Nemon Kabe Trey, to be saw kosher, be upon them, is not that simple. And to find that Kimto, Shasat Chakodol Ulay Go Eskewav. What to go do? Next level of error. No, he's a chashid. So a chashid. Yeah, he's shavus. He's a guy. He's a guy. He's a poshid guy. Fine. So again, so next group over here. Next group of Jews. I mean, the first group is a guy. A second group is called kosher. A third group is a chashid. Fourth group is an amoritz. A fifth group over here. A yid. You just don't know. That's the fifth group we had discussed, a different category. A person you do not know if chesed kashrus or not. He's a mufsik or not. Some person. You meet a guy in the street, you invite to the house, you eat by him. So you come along, they bring down, based upon the sugya by Osama Zorda, Flam, and Tessin, and Beis. Machlik is Rambam, verse derived. The Rambam says, in Chutloret, so Bezman is there, any place, the loch is Yapi Mukhtar Bekashrus. Otherwise, whether it's Yayin, or Bosser, or Gvino, or Dog, that might say he is not Nemon, a stamp person. Mashenki, the Ravid says, what do you mean? The sugya is Dafka by Israel Koshid, not by stamp person. So you have clear machlik, you show them. Ravid versus Rambam. The Torah, what exactly does he hold? It's a clear machlok is Dr. Moshe versus Shach. Dr. Moshe wants to tell you that the Torah went l'chumul like the Rambam over here. Graz says this way in Seven Bays. Mashenk and the Shach says no. He wants to tell you the loch over here, the Torah went l'kula like the Ravid. How do we read the Torah? Two different ways to understand the Torah over here. Same thing, how to understand Das and the Mechaber. Also two different ways to understand it. The Shach says the Mechaber might be Bekel. He only says that a person has to be a Choshig in Aseret. Otherwise, come to long to Yimachman and he is serious Mechaber in Simon Aleph and Simon Samachai. And one time, Dafka by Shchito or by Butcher, since there are numerous halachas, therefore, over there we have to be Machber, otherwise, Tam Yil Mais is Nemon. Al Tzana Sheni, they point out, in the Beis Yosef, bring down the Rambam, it doesn't bring down any Choltim over there. Void, the reason why he said, the Loshim in Nisarech Etzloi is come to say that Loshim that come to be Matur with the Evid, not Lechatchil over there. Maybe the one time there is no right for the Mechaber against this Chumr over here. That's how the Chochmah Zodim, or the Beis Hill, or the Graz, the one time this way, there is no right. So what the Das for Mechaber is. First, the Torah is Mevucho, Mechaber is Mevucho. Shail had to read it two different ways. Halach L'maisa, by Stam Yisrael. The Ramah Loshin Geish Oymrim, that anyone who you do not know, Loch is cannot buy by him. Now again, he has Loshin Geish Oymrim. That means Pashin is passing that way. Levush the Meister brings down that way. The Taz says, even though the Dr. Moshe brings down the Minikshi Mekel, Kilkel Adarius, and therefore Shilim is Manazer, the Ramah Meister is being Machmavir, and therefore there's a Mogav Ram and Simon Lamentes, the Bade Machmer, the Beis Hill went this way, Prim Godom, Bukhoshur, they come along and pass this way.
To buy or to eat?
To buy, discussing buying right now. Now, there is a Mishabru and Simon Lamentes, Mishabru that brings down, he sends you to Aloch and Simon Kofites, a ballot, it was on a Mamokim sheet. Of they said, Loch Lamai said, not Sabachar any yet, less is Mukhtar Bekashrus. He brings down this Ramah. Agam, there is a Mishabur and Simon Chav, does not seem to say that way. Kash, I'm not trying to answer. The Mais Mishabur, the Kishonorach, might stay past this way. That means it comes out, even though the Shach is being Makel. And he quotes Malbach that way, which is also being Makel, but Chodesh is being Makel. Loch Lamai said, the Cholopov, the Bnei Ashkenaz, they swat a little bit of Mavucha, what to go do. Bnei Ashkenaz, the Mais, they come along, and they're being Machbar. And therefore, for example, Be very practical. You walk into a restaurant and you ask to speak to the Mashkiach. And Mashkiach tells you what's going on over here. Who is the Mashkiach? Who is he?
You want to buy cake in front of the mayor.
Who? Can we get to that guy? Who is the Mashkiach? I don't know. Anyone know who he is? If there's a Tudah over there that says, no, but that's the Mashkiach, you send me on Rosh Shabbat. He tells this person
now.
No, I know, but he's a mochzik. We're going to get a mochzik. Everyone knows he's a mochzik.
We'll get each one again.
I walk in, I go to travel to Europe. I walk in a place. The guy, a long beard, lying in a pious. The guy's a levush over here. He's a coin godel. He's a coin godel with the tits and everything. Right, that's true. So Allah comes along and says, by stamp person, the chiluk to eat in his house, he can invite to your house for Shabbos 100%. Eat the chulent, enjoy it. Eat the kikkel, eat the pachah, everything. But Masha Enki negate to money. To be selling upon negate to money. People can do a business, have a more head out there for money, Altz Mutter. So the head to Altz money, the Locher Ramok Kamlong, it says, we're being machbe, a pashat in the Rabbon over here. Masking. And not Erechon Emi Serum. What? Do you know who he is?
You.
He's someone's paying him.
A
mashgiach told me. A mashgiach told me he was working in a certain place, and they had a milk place and a fleishka place. They chopped. The guy paid a little money to bring the milk ice cream to the fleishka place. He stopped it. He wanted to shut them down. They fired him after working there for 20 years. What are you saying?
Where
was this? The
plaza.
Yeah. The guy told me the story straight.
I want his number.
Years ago. He's my uncle.
He
works in the King David. Right? He actually works in the King David. I asked him the thing. He said, I would never eat here. I just work. I follow the rules and call them. They're ridiculous. But he tells you, he does whatever they tell him to do. No. Again, he follows their protocols. Yeah. Some guy paid a little bit on the table to the waiter and he brought it. He shut it down. They fired him. Yeah, talk to
him.
You're always related to that guy.
My wife's uncle, okay? Not mine. My sugar's brother, okay? That makes a lot of sense. Fine. So the maestro comes out, you walk in a restaurant, and there's no, you see a guy who looks good, wants a locha. Again, he's not Neman. That means people say, I spoke to the mashgiach, and do you find that mashgiach is Neman? Is he a moksik? Well, to get to what finds moksik. Now, wait, step by step. That means the get to moksik does not mean you personally have to know the person. That means, for example, hackers meet. Everyone knows here, hackers. For a long time, they don't have any hashgacha on anything. Now I think it happens, so they do have hashgacha, because people may tumble against them. But the maestah, half a dozen, or never had. Hakim Samach, I never met the person Mr. Hacker is, except people told me that he lives in Mukhaved, and he daven by vigils 3 times a day, and his name is a muhsik. I not know him, but others take a chayt from him, and I believe those other people, he's a muhsik. Achman's cake, they sell by yeshiva, I never met the person, they tell me he lives in Arzabiro. Matzov, Zatzal, passed away. Fine, but I never met him. He's an Ishneman, he's a Mufsuk. I have no problem with that. My mikvah, my business, they sell these things over here. Who is this guy is? I don't know. I never met people who sell by stuff by my mikvah. I asked people, yeah, he's an Ishneman, fine. I don't know the person personally. That means if you have a mashgiach in the store and someone else tells me I know him, and he's a bar samcha, and we'll get what get a muksik is. Or the tuda says over here, Rashtumach, and he says, I'm hard, this is a guy working for me. That's not a problem. So, I mean, you have to be a muksik, but to walk in or to call a mashkirich in the place, you go to a chasen, who knows where, for your car over there, and they give you a number, here's mashkirich, you call the mashkirich, he tells you things. He is, the Ramah says no. You want to tell me it's b'chadosh? You want to tell me it's b'chadosh of the shach?
So
Shach says, "If not, it's not person, it's not one."
Let's give you the number of the Rav of the city. They don't give you the number of the Mashkiach. The city Rav's also.
The Rav of the city. I met after a certain Rav of the city, and they've not been. They're conservative rabbis, or held by the conservative rabbis. In America, that would happen. The guy gave me the number of the Rav of the city. Rav of what? Okay, yeah, you have to know. What does that mean? No, that's not true. Money, again, in the guy's house, I have no problem. I'm trusting him in his house, not in the guy to Mechiro. And I'm an Oris, again, come out the same thing. And I'm an Oris, the Maestro, if he tell, again, not in the gate to selling something, it will be the halacha, correct?
He's not selling.
He's getting paid for his job. This is his job.
So my friend says, oh yeah, he's Neman.
What is he? No, a guy cannot just say he's Neman. Like, I said, no, he's Neman. Now, next thing is next.
What
now, what defines Neman?
What does the Mashkiach have to do?
Also. Do you want? Guys in the Chabur were trying to argue with Yessi when he weren't here. So the Chabur Neman writes, and the Shach argues on the Ramah.
You go to a wedding, their family is Neman, even though they may not be so firm with they're trying, their Masorti, whatever it is. They say they got a Bedatsi. So you don't know who the Bedatsi is.
You call up the Bedatsi, yes, this guy's Neman.
They're Neman.
I've asked the Mashkichim certain things, and they know what to say exactly. Some of them. I've asked the mashgiach. I asked the person. He was a mashgiach of a place. I asked me, ever opened a shulchan aruch in your life? He said, I don't know what side of the tazen shop because I never did. So how can you work here? I follow the kumle. Tell me to go do. There are a lot of people who just know what to say. They sound good in it. A lot of people, they know what's going on over here. But again, who are you stamach on? What's your what?
It's not going to help to be stamach on the family if there's stamach on this guy.
They don't know. They're clueless. People are clueless. Again, the halacha clueless. You have to be nemon. But how do you know the badatz? If he tells you, call badatz. Is he nemon? You call badatz hot lawyer. Is this guy nemon? Yes, fine. Badatz will tell you, I'm not giving you a shkocha. I said yes. Is he nemon? I said yeah. Does he know? Or I don't know. Oh, they were hired somewhere else by badatz. It could be, But if they you know he works somewhere else, that means but that's where you give him a step.
What's supposed to be? Let's say I know the guy. The guy, all Jews, we rely on once in our life.
Fine. Now, what defines that? Your question: what defines muktzik over here? So the swarm. What defines muktzik? That's your question. What defines muktzik? So the swarm says, does that mean someone's a yerushimayim? Halvay is over yerushimayim. That means someone's a chosid. The word of Orcha Shulchanin, someone who's not going to be dasi sol, not to have a sheitel down to covering the knees, being its knees. So it means someone. The words of the Orcha Shulchan is there's someone who puts on talis and tefillin and davens three times a day. That means Eivet Talvi hakir davs vigils three times a day. Someone who washes until it's dying by a moitzi, which seems to be a harder thing in the older days. Today it's very simple. Or his words are someone who's knowing his house as the bias of bringing from home. That means I assume any guy who comes to the mirror, a person who comes to the mirror, and he learns two sdarim, but like a normal person, two sdarim. Anyone who's an aloch habura, that means I'm not some having 52 weekends and I have to be someplace where their friends are. Right? That's what people call other shkunas. No, a person actually sits and learns. That's them. What are they? They're a muchzik. That means people. You know them. That means someone else says, I know this guy. That means, for example, the yeshiva, they sell these things, cakes all over outside. They Yaakov is a real Orbach. What's the head to sell these cakes? They say, kol moitzoy batatz. So, but ask them what comes out. Anyone who learns the yeshiva, the guy sits down, puts out the cakes, sits down and learns. And you don't have to tell the person personally, but someone else says, you know him, he says he's learned two stars.
You're the
most
sick. He might say, you know him.
Yeah, the person you have to ask.
Either you know, or I get the clue. He says, I know him. I don't know him. Anyone knows him.
I know him from the yeshiva.
No, I know. Either I know him personally that he's there to snore him. Yeah, not someone who pops in here and there. Everyone knows that's not right. Someone who sits and learns. Or I know someone who says, yeah, in my chabura, he sits and learns. He's a Talmud Chacham. He's more cool. Basically, a Bnei Torah. You want to. It's no problem. Yeah, the guy's selling. You're buying kalim from him. You're going back to a month from someone's strange region, and he sells things over here. And you want to know what is it? What are the kalim looks of leishiks? Is he nemon? So the guy, he sits to learn, gets smichel. He sits and learns over here. He's a rock. You have to know. I know maybe tonight afterwards in Lavdavka, but in general, he's a yerushimayim over here. The Maisa, he's not going to get a muchzik. Now, do I have to know him? No. Someone else tells me about him, that's not going to get a muchzik. That means any mashgiach that someone takes a chrayas, not because you know he looks good. Because he actually, you know, firstly, that he's a muchzik, that's what he does. No problem. So again, whether it's Achmed's cake or Zuki's herring, I know who Zuki is, never mind, they told me he learned by J.K. Carroll, or the liver, or all these things. I think Zuki's herring is sold now. Someone else owns it, I know. But, whose liver, or the liver we have in the Chaburah? Yitzi's liver, or Zuki's herring, all these things. So they love my heksher now, I was about to get that also. But before they had a heksher, nothing to get out of Mokhsir, because someone else knows him, it says he sits alone. These places. No.
No,
he did more than that. Then we'll get to that also. Now, that means to be a muhsik, number one, either somebody knows him, saying a muhsik, or number two, you know he's a muhsik, meaning he's a basic shemitah mitzvah. Not just for convenient reasons, but that's him. He lives it. He lives it.
How many people can go? Like, I know a guy who
said that he knew the guy. Well, as long as you believe the telephone wire, yes. You have to believe it. You know, after a while, you don't believe it anymore. Now, there is a takono that is brought down in the Beis Hill before the Shach, after the Taz. That's brought down by the Lechem Aponim and the Beis Lechem Yehuda before the Pirugodim, the Dakar Tshuva, others being down. And the kono, that a person can never sell anything without a Tudah. The Kona, what size?
Basil.
Yes. In the 1600s, brought down.
Lechem
Aponim and Beis Lachmiyuda, brought down by the Daka Tshuva, brought down by the Kavachayim. They being done at the Kona, what size? The Kona of the land, they cannot sell anything without a Tuda, even if you're Mukhsa Bekashus, that's low plug. Now, Maisa, it seems people not do that way. The Chabur here wrote to Rav Nevinson Chaim Kanievsky, do we have to be take on this takana? Maisa, they say, no, the minute you make all, and not to worry about this takana.
Maybe they're only second, they're
Yeah, but it's Bayah is brought down by the Kavachayim, was Yabir Oimer, was saying in Eretzol, and the Daka Tshuva saying in Europe. That's why I said the Doris. I didn't say Daka 1400s. I said also the not Daka 1600s, even the 1500s, even the. Like 16 and 17 and 18 and 19. Now it does come out, those one time, this whole entire locha to be machmer, again, is dafka lechatchila. Let's say you bought it already, and it comes home with a package that's called Moitzi Badach. And how in the world, Moitzi Badach, can you want to get upset at your wife? Actually, earlier point down, the ruling locha of the place is, once it's bought already, we love daf given this. It's only chachilah not get nichol get a b'di'avet. Now there is an interesting question over here. The Chatos Binoma has an issue over here that you know the guy's yeshiva guy sits and learns your shemayim. Who's in charge of making the cakes that she's selling in yeshiva? His wife. So who do you have to know who the muchzik over here is?
She put up the husband's fellow and
right. So if he's the one who's making the cakes, no problem. And he's the one running the store, no problem. But let's say she's the one doing it. So yeah, and you have to get involved in each case. Might say if you want to be selling upon her, is there any raya on the husband? Can you do a lav dafka and he ends up tzarachin the chalkus b'nyamin? It could be the idea that he's putting out, he's being selling upon her and mask him. That's the quote of the but otherwise, let's say she's putting out, she's selling things. If she sells things, you'll have to check into her, not into him. Now, which really leads to a question. Can you go to the store and buy kol mitzvah bedatz? No. That's the Ramah. Unless you go to the shach, or maybe the Nesfar, then the Ashkenaz cannot go to the store and buy something that says kol, if you don't know who they are, right? If you know the muksik, you can. But if you do not know the muksik, and now the question is the other way. Can you sell things in the store? You put clearly label on the package, everything over here is made from badatz. Badatz eder charedus. You write that on the package. Are you allowed to sell it? What's the question over here? The people who know you, no problem. People who don't know the halacha will buy it, but they don't know the halacha. Can you go sell in the store? Or no, you're even the Isan of Leva Messiah. Do you ever write? But people don't know the halacha.
Who cares?
You live
by halacha. Fine. But the person, people do not, who's a chayzad? People, kidua, if you don't learn Simcha of your test, you do not know this halacha.
Is there,
you do not know this halacha. Yes.
Is it just a buyer or is it?
It's lift,
oh, practically.
Lifnei Iver. Again, the boss says you're not allowed to buy. He's not allowed to buy. The boss says a place can bring down loch lemaisa. You're not allowed to buy. You're not the act of buying. You're not. You're. Let's try it again. Are you allowed to buy it? You can't buy it. Can you buy it?
No.
Kitzler Amos says you can't, but down by the place game. Kids, what do you want? You can't buy it.
Okay, but you
can buy it.
If you bought it,
we don't pass it.
That's for Moshe.
Simon Lamb test. Sivkon Chav Dalid.
He's learning.
If he knows and he held like the Shach Besedim, but he's not again.
She thinks that Shach.
She Be'etzim has. No, the one who's selling it. No, it's halacha. The one buying it is not the halacha, but the best if you want the rest of Rav, Rav totally can't buy it. But she's buying it.
It's Amaraz's.
Right, but for her it's also. She's buying it. She's been shaking on the Isra Rabbanon, correct. She, even Isra B'shaking. So I'm causing her, I'm giving her, here's wine. She does not know she cannot drink wine. She just knows she doesn't know. Can I give wine in front of her? No, so this is Kwan Chazi Eichler. Kwan Chazi Eichler. Kwan is the other round. Kwan Mitzvah Eichazer. Eichazer. You're buying the Isra. So for a while, me and Yehuda Baum had an argument about this. He wanted a title. Of course, a person any mistake will not buy it, but technically, why are you with neighbor? The one who knows Allah won't buy it. People who know the oil your mochzik, and the people don't know. What do you want from them? I said, even this lift neighbor. So we wrote together a letter to Berkowitz, or Berkowitz wrote back. I do not understand how people can buy these products. How can you? Rogan wrote back an email. How, I'm not understanding how people can buy the products. So Abam says, "Oh, so you see, you're allowed to, but anyone that is saying will not buy it." I'm like, "No, it means it's us, sir." So he wrote back a second time, just for clarification. Does the Rav mean that this is a lift either of the product or the seller? Or the Rav said, "Can I say how can people can buy without a hechsher?" Sign, you saw still with Yehuda Baal. Brookins wrote back four words. I know that's not that way. We wrote back four words. It is lifnei iver. Because for years the mishmeres habayis was telling people not could I get ashkocha to sell ashkocha right kol moyes bedatz. I was telling them for years the maisi cannot do the over this lifnei iver. And now we have a letter that echanami cannot tell the people, and I've dealt with people tell all this. Don't get ashkocha. It's not worth it. Not got your profits over here, and sell it yourself. And I tell people whoever say that you lift the you cannot sell things in stores without having a disclaimer or a tudah that says the guy takes a chayis. I mean, there are stores over there that there's a nachum gives ashkocha on a certain place that says I take a chayis the muchzik. There's a place, right? Nachum Eisenstein has a place I saw on certain times that he says I'm telling this guy the muchzik. I'm not getting ashkocha on the store. I have no idea about the store. I never checked the food. Now there are some people say certain ashkochas are working that way. That took better ashkocha, not really checking everything. They're saying, you know, I really trust this guy, and therefore I'm letting him do whatever he wants. Tell him to call him, and I really don't check him that well.
Interview.
I know the guy. It's around. He davens here and there, and everyone knows he's a muksek. I'm giving ashkocha. Some ashkochas are built in together with the concept of edech and the mitzvah, and I know the person's a nemos, which again I don't have a problem with that.
Why is mishmash bias more than that?
Well, the Mishmash Bayis is actually they're checking, or they go down once a week and they're telling you they locked, the Kalim was somewhere locked up, there was something eerie over here. That's true, they will not get a person, they have to be Mashkiach constantly. But they make it, they have a bunch of more, they have, again, fine. No, it's both. They're doing a mixture, yes. They only, if not take Kalim from your house, you may mock with any Kli you have, it'd be a separate kitchen, a separate knife. You're trusting they're not taking that knife for this knife, but not using his knife. You're not trusting him.
I'm saying you have no idea if
you
switch in the kitchen. There's no
mirsas,
no nothing.
Correct. But again, it's a mixture. Right, you will not take a fried bird.
What's that
lachat? There's no shazachak. There are two livers in front of you. There are two herrings over here. There are two of them. He likes Zuki's herring.
If there was a
shazachak,
I'm going to ask
you. Next. That's an interesting question. Before you should call up and tell him to buy it. You should yell and scream at him and then sit down and buy it. The interesting question will be there is an interesting question. Where do you draw the line? That means. No, there is an interesting question. Where do you draw the line? That means selling in stores is a big problem. Selling in the mikvah is only local. The question there's some people in the mikvah who not yet. The question here is, or Akhmas cake, did every person know to go is their friend is a muhtak? Or the fact that everyone's buying it, maybe Nichol get of a muhtak already? So, right, so could be already that there are certain levels where everyone buys by the mikvah, so that, see, everyone buying it, that also gives a klal a muhtak. No, it's not, no, because I think some people know the lachas, some people check into it. And you see a person buying who knows the basic lachas. So that, again, why is a mikvah different than the store? I think a store it's a free fall. I think a mikvah, I think most people are responsible for it and won't be sold there. I don't mind making money, but I'm mostly selling it over there. I think a mikvah is a little bit different. Again, you can argue the point. I hear it is a question, where do you draw the line? Where is it selling for the rabbi? Where is it for people who know? Again, the guy sells the cake in the Shiva Smir. Not everyone knows to ask if it's a mochzik. Could be by now, everyone assumes it's a mochzik. Could be there's a switchover.
Is he mochzik?
I am, but let's say a new guy comes to Yeshiva. See, I'm buying Akhmas cake.
I'm asking you right now.
So what's his hat to do? He asked somebody, where's his achai? He did not have locker. Why is not lifting him over there? It could be because by now, no, it could be by now, there's certain things that the Tzima is doing it. No. I think that the Tzima doing something, can really have the shame mochzik. Like a kol, that's a kol. Everyone's hackers.
So
but you go to the store here.
Here we go.
Next.
I know
Yavin. What was that? 3 times a day. Okay, fine. Next thing. Sif Beis.
No.
What's the next slot? No, then you have to ask him. There are two things. Negate the hacker. to restore, especially if he is a muftik. If he is a muftik, then he's nemon. That means he'll tell you, yes, this store, these are better ashkochas, the less worse ashkochas. Doesn't mean he can eat in the store. There are certain stores who sell no ashkoch that we won't eat. I know people who sell.
Except if the plumber says it's
right. If you have to be a muftik, yes. Number one, you have to find a muftik. Even a muftik, they have to ask him, fine, I trust you. Now tell me, is everything over here at a good level?
What is your standard?
Right. It's not enough, says the Mufsik.
Is a sibling now to make Hazakah? Brother?
If you know that he is not just saying because he looks good, but he actually knows he's down the shkunah. I know who he is, the Shiva guy. Again, the guy Zuki's herring, before the Ashkocha, my brother told me he was a JK Curl. That's what happened. I don't know who he is. Again, he sold it, he has Ashkocha now. I know that. But when it originally came out, my brother told me he was in JK Curl, saying he's a good guy. No problem.
And your brother
was playing
the
dressing room. Come here. Fine. Sip A's over here.
Nobody said that one of the men are only up to Sip A's.
Someone who's. Like, how can any Smicha Bor not learn Kofi Tess? It's a fella, no? Fine. The Sip A's over here. Someone who's now not choshed to eat things that are usher. People who are choshed to sell things that are usher. That means there's a chiluk answer over here. Strach speaks out. The people somehow think that lift the ever is not a real issue over here. It's the other person's responsibility. It's his job to find out. And then Mario had to maybe buying for his pilum over here. And they have all these different ideas why I think why money everything is mutter.
Right.
Therefore, for the choshed on mechira is not a choshed negate eating things. Therefore, you can eat in his house. No problem over there. You come as choshed selling things. Now they do ask a question when he's selling it. So you know, tell him to go eat it. Let's see if he eats it. So the Pesukim say it doesn't work that way, because at the moment, I'll be embarrassed, I'll eat it when it's, you know, he'll also somehow have a marahet over there. So the Maisev is choshen mechir, you cannot buy from him, but the Maisev can't eat. However, again, by eating in his house, the Maisev is nemon.
It's easy to say that. The business,
person is put on the moment of his
abusha.
People, again, the steamers are Pesukim, no one gives eat, so that's number one. The steamers are for carrots. And number two is, for Pesukim, people do a lot of things. Now, the Ramah throws in words, if someone does a vera l'tei ovoid, it's not nichol together of choshed. The Ramah throws in words, someone does a vera for taiva, it's not nichol together of choshed. Come along the Taz, and the grain over here says, it's a pella. If it's a different vera, so one vera has nothing to do with another vera, which we'll get to. If it's the same vera, he's a mofsik, he's not that one. So he wants a, Taz says he does not understand, he argues on this heter of the Ramah, of the very to everyone is not necessarily get him choshed. The way the shach seems to go, and the place can want to go a different way, a case over here is when you have heter and issa lefenenu, you have two choices. In that case, why pick the issa over the heter? In the case, you only did the very to everyone, in this case, it won't be a choshed, but you have two things in front of you. That's shat over here in the Ramah. Therefore, Taz argues. He says
that. Recently, he holds a camp of shat.
No, oh, to the shachti side, I don't discuss it. But again, well, the Maisa comes out. The shach one say that's the pshat Ramah, and it comes out again. We limited this heter to massive. The mumul to everyone is a bayai is choshed. Unless you have two things in front of you, why give the heter over this or this over the heter? Or chshukun one time the mumul to everyone means he did the very one time, but twice already is nichla get of choshed. You want to call it one or two? Well, in different ways, it's on Ramah, but the heter Ramah is very might not be a heter or very very limited. Sif Kimmel over here is a case where you have your own food. You give it to somebody to go masakin, to fix it, to cook it for you. What's halachos? The Gemara and Chul and Avav have three cases. Either give it to your shochin, first case, you give it to your mother-in-law, second case, or you give it to a pundit and in as the third case. So first case, shochin and the maestro, there's no reason to be choshed. You gave all the ingredients over here, the maestro says beseder. Beth Gemara, if so, why by a chamoisa, by your mother-in-law, the maestro coming to be machmer? The first, the Gemara itself has seems to be maybe a machlekes. If Yehuda says to be machmer, the question is, do we pass like Yehuda or is there machlekes over here? So, the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says over there, the chash over here is that sad her takona for her daughter or the bush from her son-in-law. Therefore, she gives stacking the food that she messed up over here. Halacha, the Rashi and the Ran say we machmer like this of Yehuda. Agam, there is a Rambam. Then the local leads the Meiser and the Pierce Mishnais. He said, no, we do not pass like a Yehuda, we pass like a Chomim. That means, negate to your mother in law, the mother in law, if it's Nemun or not, when you give her things to go fix over here, and the Chash over here, that she'll come to Mekalkul, she might be Mesakin it, to Machlik among the Shainim. Halach l'maisa, mechabez machmer, the poskim machmer for every Yehuda sheet over here. Now, just one thing I think certain people want me to point out: where's the relationship between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, or really the son-in-law over here? So, where's the drisha is? She's afraid that Shemi Yagas Chosna al Bita, she'll mess up the food, and therefore her son-in-law will get upset at her daughter. Yakana. For that reason, she's coming to protect her daughter, not her son. She doesn't care about her son-in-law. But she's afraid for her daughter that the husband will get upset at the daughter-in-law and whack her. For that reason, we'll chush mitzvah sugya kilkul. Now, bizman azir, hopefully that doesn't apply to this halacha. Hopefully. What's wrong with that?
yeah,
that's correct. Hopefully. Now, that's Aleph. That's the second case of Gemara. The third case is the case of Pundik, which is very important. The Gemara comes along and says, why? Because the Babi Rav, the Babi Rav, the Shiva people will eat something that's hot. Mashenk and I'll eat something that's cold. And the question, how do we read that? As a statement or as a question? That means, who are we coming to be misakin the food for? Is this Pundik, this cook over here, is coming to misakin because he cares about the Rabbanon? He cares about Bei Barav, the Yeshiva Talmidim over there. And what? I'm going to eat something that's hot and then eat cold. Therefore, I'm going to take their food and eat it cold and give them something hot. Rashi is sent, he cares about the Talmid Chom, about the Rabbanon. Therefore, it's misakin for their own good. Therefore, comes out. Fakert. If you get food that's cold over here, it's not chash being misakin. He's eating something hot. The only problem is why he's doing it for them. See, clearly he did not misakin it for you. And Talmid won't be any buy over here.
That's just an example of how
Yeah, but again, if you see clearly that his food, my food is worse than his food, clearly. He has a better food than my food. Then Chanami won't have this chash over here, even though it's all kosher.
She.
Fine. Well, it's not a sheni, he or she, whatever it is. The way how Tyson says it's fakert. Now he's saying the question, what? These Shiva guys eat half food, I'm eating cold food. Come on, I'm the cook over here, I'm working over here, I'm going to work for free over here. Nah. I'm going to mess them up, give them the cold food. I'm going to take the hot food as a question. And they will come out of a carrot. The look over here is that you see the better food is by him. Maybe he switched it over here. However, said Tosfos, the staff works for free. He's working for payment over here. No, he has no time. They're paying me for it. So one of any baya. That means, again, all the ingredients are your ingredients. And you have a cook over here cooking for you. Cooking for Rashi, Tosfos, what the chash over here is. The look of the swarm seemed to go like Rashi, not like Tosfos. The chashash over here is mitzad that you can fix it up for the person you're serving it for. Therefore, if there is no busha, it can be mutter. But they point out, if there is busha, let's say you hire a cook. It's all your ingredients over here. Without the sugya of machlis, you're not going to have any out of it. All your ingredients over here. You walk out, you're paying him for it. That's chayav tercha. But he'll be embarrassed of your food. That doesn't taste good. You hired him to be a cook. He's embarrassed. That's his job over here. What's halacha? He's halachah. He's not neman. He's poshut not neman. I mean, you hire any cook according to the mechaber. If he has busha, which I assume most cooks have, at the harmony to eat, make good food. What's halacha? If you pay for him money, get not like tosis. Halacha is not neman. He's halachah. You need a baya. You need a sugya of mirsas. You need a nechnas. The mice is not neman. Siv
talim. What happens if people go to their relatives? And they go all the way out and they buy them
batats,
whatever it is, and they're reliable.
How do you know?
Maybe
they're so chashid or the chilain. Who are they? The
Amarat.
The Amarat.
But they don't need a good answer, so they go and buy batats, whatever it is. How do you know that you're eating batats? Maybe a person they need.
No, again, the Naisal chashid, the Amarat. Again, we're talking about a chashid over here.
Some
gimel. Not Amarat. Again, we're talking about.
They said that they bought it, but.
No, you're talking about chashid over here, a person who's a chilaini over here, not on a clueless. The halacha is a chilaini. Now, once we have a chashid over here, next couple of sifrim, we're discussing someone who's chashid for different things, what defines chashid one for another. So we have a Mishnah in the Bechoris, that's Machalik of Yehuda and Shimon, someone is a chashid for one thing, is a chashid for something else. Now, first, Sif Dal discusses a chashid for something kal, or a chashid for the davar chomer. The other way around. I mean, that's the halacha we pass in lekula like a b'shimin. I mean, the first halacha over here, something chosh for one thing is not chosh for something else. Now, means not chosh for something else, meaning the davar chomer, davar kalot, get the next sif. I mean, number one, not chosh. That means the kula over here in sif dalet. However, in sif dalet, there's a chumah that comes out that even though once you chosh with that thing itself, anything that's entwined with that thing, in case of a geizim, also that thing itself is also you make a knas against it. whether the mahalach is like the shach of the pre-show, that a glazim give to the kids that come to your place, they will sell them treifas, chelav zav shumon, or whether like the taz, it's intertwined with the isser itself, either mahalach you want to go with, we make knas in both things over here. Get that, come down to Siv Dalet, someone who is a chosh b'dove echod, is not chosh b'shardvar, when it's a chumro. Come along now, Siv Hei, the other way. That is chosh for one thing, which is a chumro, a chosh b'dove kal over here. Now it's very clear in Siv Hei, the Shulchan Aruch, Tor, the best of the Shach, there are two levels, two different types of things that are being chum over here. The chumro, what the haloch mitzad o'inish shabai, and there's chumro mitzad o'inish abriyas. Now there could be a stereo. The example the Chachos Yom brings down, Chelev, is the Lachor in Einim Nei Odom is Betim is a no at Einish Chelev is Chorus,
yeah.
And Nevela is Mais is a Lav. But in Einim Nei Odom, what happens? Chelev is Kal. People will buy Chelev, but they won't eat the case of Nevela. So the question over there is that let's say a person is Choshed on Chelev, he's Choshed on Chumro. Again, the loch comes out first. You chosh on the kal, the loch is not chosh on the chumra. You chosh on the chumra, the loch is your chosh on the kal. That's the loch. Now the question, what defines chumra, what defines kal? That means, let's say a person chosh on the chumr, on the chelev, but in a priest does not think it's chumr. What's the loch in that case? Chelev, again, he eats chelev. We chosh for the case of the veil, give me the veil or not. So come along the mechaber, and my thing is being Michael. He said, we look at the Einer Abrius, and we do not look upon the Einer Shavai. Now, the Shach says that Tor disagrees.
What?
What the Oil Book has been Chomer and Kal. That was what the Messiah over here is. Yeah. Therefore, the Mechabal Meis is said to be Meikul. It'll be Nichla Gam Yibi Chosh on the Chomer, the Einer Abrius. The Oil thinks it's Kal, you have no right to the Chomer. And that's how Be'ik the Pesach go like the Mechabar. The Gam, again, the Shach says that Tor disagrees. Meis, the two ways, maybe the Torah, but Meis the Pesach go like the Mechabar. The Vekar case, let's say a person is Choshed, where the Einer Abrius thinks it's Be'etzem, it's Chomer, and Be'etzem it's Kal. Just for example, people for some odd reason, I think cheeseburgers are more Chomer in the case of lettuce. Let's say over 6 laughing, a cheeseburger is Drabonon, right? People more Machman in a cheeseburger or Drabonon, they eat less, it's more born in the. Posh example over here. So he's choshed on a cheeseburger. Can he eat by him the lettuce in his house? Can he go to his house, eat his lettuce? Can he eat a salad? I made you a salad. I bought a brand new knife, I cut it, whatever you want. I cut it with plastic. She's a chosh, which is called a chosh. Eat cheeseburgers. Eat cheeseburgers. And then one though, can he trust his lettuce salad? So the loch is, the place can come along. Again, in the Mechaber, the Shach says not klar to be the Mechaber, but the Pesach go anyway, like the Torah, the Pesach go the Chum over here, that we go the Einer Abrius, people are more worried about what the Abrius says, what the Einish over here is. That means we're going to go both ways, the Ik is the Abrius, and not the Be'etzim Davero. Again, it comes out, a cheeseburger, if you eat it, he's not believed on the Chasa, like Chasa is again 6 slav.
Go the other way, right?
I said that
not,
way. Right, I said both ways. This is second. Right, two different cases to say both cases. Now, not depend on the Einish. Depends upon Now, there's a question over here. When we say chosh for one, chosh for another. Well, here discussing food. They're all really one min. My chosh and service is all one min. What happens to get to separate minim, which we'll really get to maybe more subzayin chosh for Shabbos. But someone, the case of his more time in the place, and someone is choshed for being oral, not doing a bris milah, which is ain't a bris. Everyone has a bris milah. Mash enkin is there be now a choshed on shchito, on the velus treifus. Now there is a shaila in the geta einish is oral worse than shchito over here, which doesn't make a difference in halacha. Simi machloik is a shach versus dagum avav over here. And mavav want taino that oral. His taino is what I mean oral. So say you didn't do bris milah later on. Now the rate, if you ever want to say a shtickle Torah, say it through its chorus, but maybe later on you'll do it. Didn't do it today, I'll do it a year later, 2 years, do it later. It doesn't be done right now. Which will lead to a big tumult, if you want to say bris Torah, the shell among the achoinim, is every second, even it's a chorus? Or no, is it merely, once you do it, meister the issa was never over. What is it over every single second? So the ism is shabru and hilchus pesach says mila over every single second. Others want to disagree. The kavachaim over here brings down. Let's clear the machlokes. The study of the shach versus the degma vavo. A good bris over here. What is the ism mila? A lot of people have this chakira, it's basically, everyone discusses what the issa is, every second or not, and you can bring it if you want to have a good shikl built from this segur here. But next year, whether you go with the shakha or the vote does not make a difference, because any prius, no, everyone has a bismila. Someone doesn't have a bismila on his kid. The loche is the chayshiv of the sugya of shkit over here. They come along the basis of the end of the simon brought down with the shakha and taz by us over here. The one sign that someone's mummer for one min is not mummer for another min. That means a good heter, right? That's the question over here. Now they point out it's not brought down the shulchan aruch this heter one min for another min. It's not brought down the shulchan mechaber. Not brought down by them all. It's brought down the shachat tasa beis seis at the end of the seven. So the question, why is not brought down? So the chalkas piyomim wants to answer why? Because over here our whole seven is talking about machalas yisurus. It's talking about one min. My sir, just 3 points over here to make is it, do we have the heter practically? Number one, a moishin shuvo. He says machalikis is the idea of the rosh versus Rambam. And true, the Shach says it's Yisrael, he's saying only Rosh, we do not pass it this way. Moshe quotes this Shach, says that one, the Chosh of one man, not Chosh of the other, he's saying that only the Pshat and the Rosh, but not the Rambam. He says, go to Simon Beis and Simon Zion, look at the Mechav, brings down the Rambam and the Rosh. Prima Gonim said we pass it like the Rambam. So the Prima Gonim pass it is not like this Shach over here. That's saying it, but even the Shach not saying it. Shach saying it only in the Sheet of Rosh and not the Rambam. Which is a massive chiddush of the swarm not to go this way. It's Aleph. Moshe himself, that's one true Yodei Chalk. Aleph, Chal Beis. Sound like the person wrote to him, it's not that simple. But my seem went that way, number one, Aleph. Number two, there are certain things out there. Let's say a guy is a mummer for eating Nevelis and Treifus. Is he a mokhoshir for everything, or only for Nevelis and Treifus? According to this understanding, he's a mummer for one, he's not a mummer for everything.
Why is
Achila? Again, everything, Lav Dafka Achila. Question what to find as one, what to find as two. Come along, there's a Beis Hillel again. And Simon Beis, he says there are certain things that Klai Yisrael doesn't do. If you're chosh for that, you're chosh for everything. The Beis Hillel is brought down before a shor, and the place can bring it down, the Chalas Ben Yomen. There are certain things that everyone does not do, and you do. So even though mumma for one, not mumma for everything, but if that's not how the Tzibah looks at it, I'll give you an example. Example, the Divrei Makil and the Moshe discussing. The Makil is discussing a person Mechal Shabbos Bitzina. Someone Mechal Shabbos Bitzina, he just doesn't care. That's his divrei makil. Now he says the halachas of Zion mumah is talmud for hesed on Shabbos, but you know, one time mumah for Shabbos, mumah for everything. You know, a guy puts on the light in his house, and but you know, you see the light go off and on. You tell me, I don't know, he's a choshed for Travis Novellis. He says, no, that's not true. You mumah for Shabbos, mumah for everything. Moshe had the case over there. That person had a cult somewhere that he was a choshed. He was a sheikhet. He moved to St. Louis. He went over there. They hired him to be a sheikhet. After a while, he had a wife. His wife divorced him. His wife came out and said, just know, every Shabbos, he goes to the bathroom and has a cigarette. A couple of times, I come out, I smell it, I know for sure. The question is he a kosher? Is he kosher now? Can do shechita? Is it the veils and treifas over here? Oh, so Moshe verse gets involved with, he says, well, anytime a cult comes out, you have to find out where it comes from, if it's oyev or not. Here, she is an oyev. That's a fact. She's not Neman Bobkis. What she says is Bobkis. How he gets it on this the chew over there, there really was a call beforehand. No one ever took care of that call. There really was a choshed. I can tell me a choshed for Shabbos, one min, not for another min. That's something that Klai Yisrael cares about. But Klai Yisrael, Klai Yisrael does not, some people don't care. So everyone knows to be machmer about it. You're not being machmer about it. That's certainly one min for another min. Now the Chalos Miyomim ends off. I'll clarify it. I'll end off. It really depends if you're machmer for Yisman. Right. Dover. In the 1920s, a person worked on Shabbos was no raya, it was a choshed. In the 1990s, someone works on Shabbos, vada is a choshed. That means the vada has to go through makom for yasman. But there are certain things that a person who is any level of dati will not do, that a choshed for one min will be choshed for another min. That means this halacha will come out, that depends where you are. That means right now, in today's generation, from Chal Shabbos, whether it's sin or the halacha is.
Even texting?
So texting, somehow there's a heter out there called Chatzi Shabbos. Slowly, where the heter is coming from. If there's
doesn't matter. It could be
that's a different story. Because there's somehow there's a heter on
water.
No. It depends what the guy's. It depends. No, it depends where they're coming from. No, not masking.
All his friends
tags. That's right. They don't write. A lot of people, they're clueless. Most of them are. Some people are. Lachnik, but some people are clueless. Some people are clueless.
Because
right.
The guys in his 40s, like,
right, right.
Because these teenage girls split the other.
No, Te'ovin is still a mummer. Te'ovin is a choshen, again. The choshen is a mummer. It's clueless. Again, the het is clueless, not Te'ovin. So again, it comes out the het, again, number one, the idea of mummel echad is not mummel the second min. Number one, the Moshe Ezra disagrees. Number two, Moshe was pushing him to say, you have to be practical. Certain things that one min is being megal, the two of the person. Whether it's again it's keeping Shabbos today, or whether in the Velsa Travis, anyone who goes to each Velsa Travis goes to the place that's traded here, it's Clara, he's the mum for everything.
Well, of course. This
is something that
no, I did. No, again, that's clueless.
Great.
The first one everyone is right. Is
it's going to be able to go through. And number three, a Moshe Truva come on that says, it's not halacha, it's dafka when you do it once in a while. Someone's mumma constantly, then one time this halacha also doesn't apply. You won't do it constantly. We always also that means that no. If you want to have a choshen versus mumur emotion, now how much I'm not sure. I saw Rav and also heard him. I'm not sure what the gather between the choshen versus mumur. Would you switch over? Mask him. But he also the mechalik the halacha by choshen for one, not choshen other. Mumur for one, mumur for everything. I mean this et over here, one for another. The case of an oral, I think today by Raylis, you really outside the parasha. I think today the het of the example the person was discussing. Of Arelis, if you move for Arelis, you move for everything. That just seems to be the Metzias today. Right? For Oral, because the kid is Oral.
Bris. It's not as like anyway, it's very. You have to know because they're always.
Where
the
Matker,
everything is
to be
and every type of
is so
because of the
guy's
a
mummer
is a
mummer. So it comes out this halacha of a mummer echa is a kula mummer. We have three massive limitations, which is very practical. We won't keep it simple. Number one is if it's the klal is mach, but he's not, we'll make him everything. Again, I think a realist will apply if it's manazer or Shabbat to Gudaimah. Second is the Moshe wants to say we don't make him paschal in the shach, that brought down the shulchan aruch. And number three is the yesh l'chal between the choshev versus the case of a mummer. Fine. Wow. Hashem, next time, Sunday, we'll have from the Sif Zayin to the Sif Yud Gimel.
Oh, yeah.